We are learning Masechta Yevamos, Daf Kuf Yudzayin Amud Beis, and we are beginning on the bottom of Daf Kuf Yudzayin Amud Aleph. Amar of Acha Ba'avya, Bob Marava, they had a Shaila in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shaila was like this. Chamoisa Ba La'acha Mekam Mahu. We said that one of the people not Neman is the Shviger. For example, we don't have to give names for this. Okay, Reuven is married to Rachel, and Reuven's mother, his name is Bracha. Okay, name is Bracha. So Reuven is married to Rachel. So Bracha comes and says Reuven dies. Bracha is not Neman because Bracha does not like Rachel. What about if Reuven has a brother, Shimon, same father, so there's a din yibum, but different mother. And Shimon's mother's name is Shprinza. Now, Shprinza, is she allowed to say Edis that Reuven died? Now, what's the Shaila? She's not related to Rachel. She's not Rachel's Shviger. Because she's not Reuven's mother. She's Shimon's mother. But she maybe hates her because she might become Rachel's Shviger. Because if Reuven dies without children, then she'll marry Shimon and she'll become a Shviger. So she's a Shviger, a future Shviger maybe. Does she hate a daughter-in-law? Does she like think about that and say, become my daughter-in-law one day and therefore I'll hate her? That's the question. Does she have a havamina that Reuven will die and she'll fall to Yavam to Shimon and she hates it or not? And what will be the point? And she wants to make up a story that Reuven died and therefore she'll maybe even like do Yibum and then it'll turn out Reuven's really alive and she'll be awesome forever to Reuven and Shimon, and this way she made sure she'll never become a daughter-in-law because she didn't like her. She didn't like her already. But the question is, does she not like her already because she might become a daughter-in-law? That's the question. Does she not like her because she might become a daughter-in-law? Now Rashi asks, we have in our Mishnah that the sister-in-law, Shimon's wife, hates her. Why? Because she might become a sister-in-law. She might become her tzara. The sister-in-law might become a tzara. So you see, you do worry about death, of Reuven's death. You see, you are worried about that. So Rashi answers, there it's the own tzar of being a tzara, tzara de gufa, that the mam is married together, that's tzara de gufa, that's real tzar. Mashenke in the chamayso, it's only a money thing, because you're eating up the child's money. So there it's not just a big tzar, it's not tzar de gufa, it's not the mamish tzaras. And there, you might not anticipate the hatred. Mashenkin, by a tzara, they definitely anticipate it. But by a chamayisa, that's the question, do you anticipate that Reuven will die and you will come to Malam? That's more a shayla. Tashma, let's bring a raya. It's a raya from a Mishnah later on in Daf Kuf Yuches. It says, in the Mishnah, Omra Meiz Bailey. Meisha walks in and says, I have Edus here. My husband died. I want to get remarried. And Ba'akach, and she says, also, by the way, also, Meis Chami, my father-in-law died. Basically saying Edus for the mother-in-law. Letting the mother-in-law get remarried. And we're lucky as you're not believed on the mother-in-law. But here, on the other hand, you get Taina, that over here, Avivite, her husband, died. So then it's not the mother-in-law anymore. So then it should be Naaman. The lucky is that she could get married to Nasi Batizuk Suba. She's married because she's married. She's believed to say makes Bailey she'd get married and get a Ksuba. The Chamaisa Asura, but she's not believed regarding her Chamaisa. So, Freyta Gemara, my time of Chamaisa Asura. Why is she not believed? Lav Mashum, Darmina, we say, really, Loi Baila Mes Vlechamemes. Really, no one died. But who the Hadaka Amritachi, she's saying this, the Kakula, the Chamaisa. She's trying to be Makalkal. Her shviger, really no one died, and really she's going to stay married to her own husband, because her husband never died. She just wants to make her shviger get remarried somewhere, she'll be out of the picture, because she's going to get all those knosses. And she doesn't like her. Now, why doesn't she like the chamaisa? So, the Rashi explains here, really, right now, everyone's out of town, so why shouldn't she like her shviger? Her shviger's not saying any secrets about her to her husband, her husband's not even here. Her husband's not here, her shviger's with her here, and her husband's out of town, Medina Siam. So that's called the chamaisa. And still, you see, we hate her. Instead, she hates her. She shouldn't hate me anymore. I want to get out of here. So, what do you see from here? They see from here, even though right now, the Shviger is not bothering her. Still, she hates the Shviger because when her husband comes back, the Shviger will say secrets. So, tomorrow, no, it's not a dimyan. Dilma Shani Hosam, the Rogish late Tsara. There, she already felt the Tsara from this Chamaisa when her husband was home. So, even though right now, there's nothing, but she knows what it feels like. Therefore, she does anticipate maybe him coming back, and therefore, she does hate him. Now, Tysus speaks out, you could have said a much simpler Teretz that here, the case of the Shiloh was, she doesn't think Reuven's going to die. Why should she have a Hami Reuven's going to die and then become her daughter-in-law? Now, Shaken over here, it's very possible to come back from Medina Siam soon, so it's not Shukah Dinyan. That's a Taisus Tanya Dir Masal Dilma. Another point to speak out is that even though Klapei Chamoisa, We say she's not Nema. Why? Because she's just making up a story and really no one died. Really no one died. But still, she could get remarried. For herself, she is Neman. For her own Baal, she is Neman. Even though we're not Neman Meis Chami, but she is Neman Meis Baali. And it's like a catch 22. Really, if Meis Baali says that the other person's not your Shviger anymore, it's not your Shviger anymore, you really should be Neman. But that was scared that she's trying to mess up the mother-in-law. But clapping her own husband, she is believed. A very interesting phenomenon. So she is believed by her own husband, and Meis Baali, she will get remarried. Even though Gavi, her Shviger, she's not believed to get remarried. That our shvigas get remarried. Dr. Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. We know Eid Echad is Neman. That's the halacha. Eid Echad is Neman for her to get remarried. Eid Amma Meis, Vinissas, and she gets married. Uba Echad, another Eid comes, one Eid. Vama Loi Meis didn't die. I raised Loi Seid Sei. You don't go out, like we see in the Gemara. Why? Because Eid Echad is like Shnayim. It's like two. And therefore, the new Eid comes cannot disqualify the first Eid. Eid on a mace, but Shnayim on a mace. But if it's one Eid is mace, and two Eid say no, he didn't die. Obviously, this isn't even married ready to say. You have to give a divorce. You have to go out because we believe two Eid them over one Eid. What about Shnayim on a mace for Eid on a mace? And one Eid contradicts the two Eid them. Obviously, this isn't even get married yet. Tenasi, you get married to Chachila. You have two Eid on your side. Even if one Eid says it's not true, you believe two Eid them and you get married. And the Gemara will explain these cases. So the first case of the Mishnah is. One Eid says Meis and she got married. Another Eid says Loi Meis, Loi Teitze. Time what's Mashmarag in our Mishnah, time of Nisus. Only because she got married already, that's why we say Loi Seitze. Vaha Loi Nisus. She didn't get married yet. There just was a hetah to get married. And then another Eid says it's not true. Sounds like Loi Tanase. But for the Gemara, why? Vama Ula, Komokim Shemina Tareda, Harein Kashnaim. Once the Eidacha came and we passed him like the Seidach, Harein Terulinase, he's like two. Vain Vah Shachem Kashnaim. And one can disqualify two. It's like two. Someone says, you're right. And it was a het to get married. You don't leave the Tera HaRishon. You don't have to get married. Once you have a het to get remarried, and that you're passing as idea, Eid Echad, that you like to get remarried, another Eid that contradicts that first Eid will not be Neman. Will not be Neman because of Ula's klal, Komokim Shemina Tera Eid Echad, Rehein Kishnayim. Agav, Losh Shemida Torah Eid Echad sounds like it's the Reis to Gedin they believe Eid Echad. And really, Tosis said before that it's only the Rabbanon. So you have to say, Ula's didn't come up with Shemida Torah's Lav Dafka, means the Rabbanon. And actually, Tosis over here, the Maschal Hot, and the Tosis speaks to that clearly that it's only with the Rabbanon. So I think more of it. Eid Oma Meis. Next case of the Mishnah was one Eid said Meis and two said Loi Meis. Two said Loi Meis, the Loch is you have to be Taitse. So more pshita. The Ein Rosh Hashanah Makom Shnayim. No din. Even fi ula, it's not better than two Eidim. Two Eidim is definitely better than the one Eid. So the Gemara Tzricha bePsule Eidus. We're talking about here Psule Eidus, which means that the halacha is that two possible Eidim also can knock out the one. Ukrav Rechemya. The time Rechemya Eimer. Komakom Shmini Tarei Eidachad. Hoylach Akarev Deis. Anytime the Torah is man with one Eid. You go by the Rav Deis. That means even though usually if you have two Eidim, so then if two Eidim come, they contradict. But if you have 100 ladies, it does nothing. But when it's Eid Echad, then Rav Deis do supersede. For also Shtei Nashim V'Ish Echad, we said two Nashim in one Ish is Kishnei Anashim V'Ish Echad, just like two Anashim, two men. You go by the Rav Deis, even two ladies will disqualify the one Eid, even if that one Eid is a man. Because it's still Fart 1-8, and 1-8 has a din, doesn't have a din of real Eidus, and therefore Rav Deis will supersede. That's one version of Rav Nechemya. But you say, no. Kalechad ika asa Eid Echad, kosher, if it's a man who's the Eid Echad, mikara, fill a man Ashim ke Eid Echadami. Even 100 Ashim are like an Eid Echad, and it won't disqualify as 1-8, because 1-8 has a Terul in Ashim, and it's like 2. Ella, the case of our Mishnah that says a Chiddush that 2-8 disqualify the 1, is going to asai Isha mikara, it was an Isha first. And then another two ladies came in and contradicted. The two ladies will be relieved. The tirtz of Rav Nechemya Hachi, Rav Nechemya Eimer Komakom Shmiru Tarei Echad Halacha Rav Deis Va'asu Shtei Nashim Bishachas. Two ladies with one Isha is Shtei Nashim Bishachas, like two men and one man. Avas Shtei Nashim Bishachas Kapal Gavagadomi. Of two Nashim against one Ish is like a eight against eight, which means what? Like Rashi explains, Kapal Gavagadomi. Rashi says Ke Eight Echad Oimer Meis VeTirul Inas. So Yevah Echad Va'amal Loi Meis Da'amal Sism Loi Teit Seim Atay Rishon. If you have one aid, a man, and he says aidus, and we pass in a Terul and I'll say, even two ladies come, you will not listen to the two ladies, because one man aid is better. That's if you're the second Lashon. If you're first Lashon, you go Basa Rave Deis, you can get the man. If you're second Lashon, you only go Basa Rave Deis when the first one's the Isha. But when the first one's a man, and he's aid Echad, then the two ladies will not be believed to disqualify that one aid, and you will be able to stay married. Zok the Gemara Vayta explains the last part of the Mishnah. Last part of the Mishnah says, if two Edom say mace, and one says loy mace, even though you didn't get married, let you get married. Pray Gemara Pshita. Two Edom are two Edom. What's the Shaila? Maik Mash V'loh. Zok the Gemara V'psula Edis. We're talking about the first two Noshim came and said you're allowed to get married. And then one Ed came, let's say one lady came and said you can't, that he didn't die. He didn't die. So there, you're still allowed to get married. We already know Rav Deya is from the second part of the Mishnah, where it said you had one aid and two ladies came and disqualified. Maybe only to disqualify aid was Rav Deya. That's a chumrah. Of a lekula to say that two ladies come and then one aid comes to connect that you should be believed. That already is not so poshut. That's really not so possible. You think not? Lekula lo, kamash v'lo, and yes. That you go bust a rave day is even lekula. That if two ladies come and say that he died, and one lady says not died, that lady is nothing. Makam shnayim, you go bust a rave day. You go bust a rave day in such a case, and if you won't lash in the Rav Chaim, even if that one aid is a man, you'll still go bust a rave day and go like the two ladies and say lekula. And that's the chiddush of the Sefer HaMishnah. You say din of rave day is even lekula.